USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's lawyers are describing the impeachment charges against him as an affront to the Constitution and our democratic institutions. The president's legal team is arguing that the charge of obstruction of Congress is frivolous and dangerous. The Senate is also urged to reject the articles of impeachment and acquit the president, although if that happens, according to Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz,
the president would never get a chance to defend himself. The president, the White House lawyers would never get the opportunity to put on the affirmative case.
Cruz speaking there on Fox Business, former President Barack Obama is praising Martin Luther King Jr. by recognizing what he sees as some of the civil rights leader's greatest traits. In a tweet from Obama, he says that Dr. King's poetic brilliance, moral clarity, and tests of conscience still reverberate today. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report takes a look at the world's richest and poorest people. In USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some of the findings.
The report says the world's richest 2,000 people have more wealth than the poorest 4.6 billion people combined. The study from Oxfam also finding women around the world work 12.5 billion hours a day without pay, contributing nearly $11 trillion in value to the world economy. That's three times more than the technology sector. The head of Oxfam India says people around the world are protesting such inequality, where the rich avoid taxes while others don't have access to basics like clean water. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A whole slew of Democratic presidential hopefuls are in South Carolina to celebrate the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Candidates include Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Tulsi Gabbard, just to name a few. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Super Bowl 54 is set for February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. The Kansas City Chiefs will be playing against the San Francisco 49ers. Former NFL player Jack Brewer says it will be hard for the Chiefs to beat the 49ers.
You know what? I want to see my old coach Andy Reid win his first championship. You know, he had some rough ones there with the Eagles. But, you know, it's going to be hard to beat this San Francisco team. If I had to put money on the game, it'd definitely be on San Francisco because their defense is just that dominant. You watch them, they're able to get pressure on the quarterback with only four down linemen. And that just changes the game for you defensively.
Drew, we're speaking there on Fox News. During a speech at a charity event, Prince Harry said the decision to leave his royal duties was in part because the media is a powerful force. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Britain's Prince Harry says he and his wife Meghan simply had no choice but to step back from their royal duties. He says they want to try and live more peaceful lives.
Once Meghan and I were married, we were excited, we were hopeful, and we were here to serve. For those reasons, it brings me great sadness that it has come to this.
In a speech to a charity organization, Harry says, "Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth, and my military associations without any public fundings. Sadly, that wasn't possible."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.